This podcast is a product of the Hyper RPG Podcasting Network. Visit hyperrabbitpowergo.com to learn more.
Where am I?
Among Tiok.
Werven, this is your doing!
As much as I enjoy seeing you suffer for 20,000 years.
20,000? It feels like it's been more like 10,000.
I know, it feels like not too long, right? But yeah, 20,000, wow.
I knew I was falling in a space-type void for a long time. I didn't know it was quite that long.
You lose track of time, it's true, yes. But 20,000 years, Montioc, I need your help.
And why should I help you, Irvin?
This is a matter that concerns you and I, and the multiverse itself, Amontioc.
The multiverse itself?
Yes, Amontioc. The evil Zack of Hyper RPG is trying to take music away from the multiverse.
How? How could he? How could he be so evil?
He has powers that beyond our wildest imaginations, but together we can overcome it. You must journey, Amontioc. I will free you for now. And you must journey to the realms and bring back music.
Yes, of course. Yes. I will definitely, if you even like sing a note, you've brought it back, right? I mean, what's the scale? How do we judge it?
It's pretty big, big scale. Anyways.
It shall be done.
You must do this. Now.
Okay, Werven. If you wish it, it shall be done!
Give me that sweet opening number.
Ooh. Who is this? Welcome, people looking at your computer screen. Typing in on the website twitch.tv/hyperrpg. Trying to raise some channels to keep the lights on out of place. Now we go through dimensions playing different games. Donate to the hyperdrive. Help keep hyperrpg alive, so alive. Welcome to the hyperdrive. Help keep hyperrpg alive. Swords shall be sharpened. Shields shall be split. Old bits will be tapped back into in order to do something kind of fresh and raise more money. You have entered the... Wait, where are we going?
We open on a beach. An idyllic beach somewhere off the coast of the Atlantic Ocean. Specifically, it looks like Delaware if you look at the actual maps of Beach City. Laying on the ground is a person dressed in some very unusual garb for Beach City, where it's a very casual, sort of laid-back environment. As he awakens, he looks around.
Oh.
There's sunshine and birds and sand and two young teenagers looking down upon him. A boy in a red t-shirt with a star on it, and his best friend, a young girl who is currently dressed in her training gear of a blue tank top and a red sash, and she's got one of her hands wrapped up. Not far beyond them, closer to the Beach City stage, is a slightly older teenage girl, a little more mature and responsible. She actually has a job, but she's off today. And despite the warm weather, she is, in fact, wearing a really cool jacket.
Connie, Sadie, I found someone!
Young children, can you hear me?
Hey!
Can anyone?
Are you okay?
I don't you worry about me, child. I have been chewed up and spat out by the darkest creatures you could imagine. Now, please, where? What beach is this?
Oh, you're a wizard.
Steven, is this some weird gem thing that I should know about?
Yeah, Steven, is this like one of your crystal gem friends?
Yes, I am. I have many crystal gems. Wait, is that like a specific kind of gem? I am a gem collector. Would you like to see it?
Oh, no. Oh, a gem collector.
Yes.
Steven, get back.
Get back.
Stay away from him, Steven.
You leave my friends alone. What?
No, everything's cool, kids. Please, now, where? What beach is this, and is it cool if I hang here for a bit?
Well, you're in Beach City.
Yeah. As you look around Amantiak, you see that you can sort of see a very small town in the background. You wouldn't necessarily immediately say city upon seeing it, but you see a bunch of little residences, and off to the side you can actually see what appears. There's like a big like circle thing with seats hanging from it that's like slowly spinning around in a circle. You've never seen anything like this before.
Some kind of devilish craft spinning about little cages for people, presumably.
Let's save the music.
I must head to the town square and talk to the person of the... Oh.
Sorry. Oh, okay. That is a believe. Okay, super. So that's a re-roll for the bank there, you guys.
Yes. I don't think this guy can hear himself in the headset.
Oh, no. Mm.
Cool. Thank you.
Nice. Oh, thank you. Thank you for communicating that.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Well, if you're not a danger,
where are your parents?
My parents are really busy right now. But
okay, but they're like they know that you guys are up. You're not just like children.
They know generally what I'm up to, but I don't.
Well, it's Saturday. We're allowed to do whatever we want, Mister.
I love that attitude. Now,
hold on.
Hashtag Citizen Jericho Benton is in town scouting locations for gem and holograms.
Awesome.
Don't know.
That's great. Yeah. So basically, Amantiak, in addition to noticing this this like circular thing, and you also see like tracks and like crossed like hatches that are holding the tracks up. Again, this is all very foreign to you, but there's like cars that are attached to one another that are all like riding along it, going very, very fast. And you hear like the sound of screaming in the distance. But you also, as you kind of scan across the beach, notice that there is actually, this more is recognizable to you as like a stage where like a minstrel perhaps would perform. A number is set up, and there's a big sign on it that says Daughter of Beachapalooza.
All right, kids. Well, it's been a great conversation, in my opinion. But I must to the town.
Well, wait, why are you here?
Where are you going?
Well, I'm
going
to be straight with you. There, you guys are in. You guys are hipped to the mystic arts. If I say magic, you believe it? You think it's real?
Oh, I like to dabble in some cool stuff.
A lot of weird
stuff
happens.
I'm familiar a lot in this city.
You're somewhat hip to the manipulation of the physics beyond what seems easy. You can make things float. You can make flowers turn into rabbits.
Well, Steven can disappear inside of his lion's mane.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Okay. So
hey,
it's
lion.
Not too
oh, he
lion,
can't hear me.
No, the lion comes. He just like disapparates out of the air and appears.
Oh, there hey, he lion! Is. Check this out. I just go into his mane, disappear, and pop my head up. Boo!
Whoa!
As that happens, you hear a woman's voice goes, "Whoa! Is that some sort of hologram technology?"
Oh, a new this is my lion.
Your
He's
lion.
Nice. You can pet him.
Wow. Okay. So this young woman, she's wearing like a stripy dress, and she's got like a short blonde haircut and a cute little hat. She does. She comes up and she like pets Lion, but her hand just disappears into Lion's mane. Whoa. You're sure that's a real lion and it's not just being projected from some sort of complicated computer technology that you control using an earring?
Yeah, I'm positive. That sounds cool, but my mom left this for me.
Wow. That's some mom you got there. Kids, are you orphans? You said your mom left it for you, so.
Oh, it's kind of hard to explain. And
There's
I like
a
raise
lot
my
of...
I raise my shirt and I show my gem.
Hashtag Whoa. Citizen Jericho Benton is in town scouting locations for gem and holograms like
We got that one already.
Can you not hear me?
Not at all.
Okay. Can you hear yourself? He's getting no sound in here, but I can hear him.
We'll need some tech assistance for our resident wizard.
Yes.
Dimensional breakage. Mm.
Well, anyway, if you did need somewhere to live, I happen to have a whole mansion full of orphans.
Oh, that sounds cool.
But I have parents. It's okay. Thank you, kind lady.
Okay.
Like an orphanage?
Sure.
Sure is like kind of like a half yes.
No, it's just
it's a full yes.
More casual way of saying yes.
Oh, well, you know what? That totally changes the way I react to that word.
Anyway, I'm trying to find a location to do the latest concert for the hit band Gem and the Holograms. Have you heard of them before?
Have I heard of them before?
There are... go ahead and roll. go ahead and roll. We'll make that a comprehend.
Okay, comprehend. I have a plus one in that. Cool.
Cool.
And I got two sixes.
Two successes. Okay, yeah. Yes. So you do know what Gem and the Holograms are, and you're a little confused, because in your world, this is a TV show.
Gem and then the Holograms. Yeah, I know you guys, but aren't you like a cartoon?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah, I watch you every Saturday morning.
No, I run a very important record label, and manage Gem and the Holograms.
Yeah, oh my gosh, this is so
you're
weird.
You're a famous actress? Is that, she's on TV?
Well, in a way, she's kind of like like a cartoon character.
Oh, like that weird crying breakfast television show you like to watch, Steven?
It's a good show. It's really emotional. We should all emote more.
Interesting.
Anyway... So, I'm just going to keep kind of checking around this area and see if there's somebody who could give me some specs on the concert venue that you guys clearly have right here. I think we could really turn this into something special.
I think so, too. That would be really exciting.
Oh, yeah.
Stop by the car wash, too, because his dad is pretty musically talented.
Okay.
So. Yeah.
Well, since you're all minors and probably not capable to make any decisions regarding whether
I'm
or not...
I'm not a chaperone.
You're their chaperone.
Yes.
Can you point me in the right direction then to go talk to whoever I can about renting this location?
You can rent it from me.
Okay.
I have the lease
can
on this beach.
Can you roll a convince, please? Yeah, okay.
So go ahead and pull out four. We get a minus two, you said?
Yeah, so that'll be do charm for that.
Okay, charm.
Yeah, so that's going to be it's so just four die.
For heart, yeah.
Yeah. And any sixes yet, yeah.
One six.
Oh, okay. Okay, great. Well, how much is it going to cost?
About 40 schmickle schmackles.
What's a schmickle schmackle?
What is your currency?
Dollars? Dollars, yeah.
Those work too.
$14?
$14.
Are you sure?
$13?
Maybe you should
What's
go
a big number in your world?
Like $500.
$500!
$500. Well, that sounds fairly reasonable, even though that's a decent amount of money in the time period that I'm from. So.
Well, it's all relative.
So she hands you $500.
All right.
Great. Well.
Let me verify it.
He's going to rip the money.
I like him. I think he's fun.
Steven.
All right. It's real.
Should we contact your weird aunts and ask them to maybe come and help us out? Well, something seems to be up with today.
Well, you know, maybe they could help. He seems like he's have some sort of magical powers or something.
I don't know if I trust him, Steven.
And he says he's a gem collector, so maybe he's from Homeworld or something. Maybe he has some sort of connection to it.
If he is from Homeworld, then maybe we should call the Crystal Gems.
Yeah, we should.
Well, kids, I'm going to leave you guys to your little game. You have a fun Saturday. I'm going to go talk to the rest of the crew and start setting up our big concert here.
Yep, you have a permit. Here, can I whip up a magical permit?
Why don't you roll Tinker for that and see if you can come up with one that is convincing.
One, two, three, four, sixes.
Oh my God.
It is perfect. Like,
all right.
It's as if you actually had like had a legally notarized document and you hand it to her. And yeah, she takes off to go plan this big Gem and the Holograms concert that's going to take place in Beach City.
I look forward to seeing your show. You should hit up my dad. He can open for you.
Thanks, kids. I'll think about it.
A real life cartoon character.
I'm still confused.
Look, kids, I wouldn't trust me either. And if you need to invite, because you're some strange man laying on a beach, but if you need to summon your parents into our crew, then get them involved, because we're going to need all the allies we can get.
For what?
Allies?
I don't want to break your mind, but as you have seen that there is a band that you once thought was live on television that is now in your realm, know that I am from another dimension in which I'm actually a character in a game. And there is another dimension in which there's a man named Zach who is evil.
Evil?
And hates music and hates happiness and wants all of you to never sing again. And the only way to stop him, I'm not really sure exactly, but it involves music and singing it.
Well.
And magic somehow.
Well, you seem like you've gone through a lot.
Yeah.
Why don't we go make you some hot cocoa and we'll figure this out?
I
brought some cookie cats for everyone, some pumpkin spice cookie cats. But
ooh,
I only brought
seasonal.
Three, but you can have mine.
Here, you can have. I'm not supposed to have trans fat.
Oh, that's
Steven,
right.
You can eat mine.
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm gluten-free now.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
Even though I work at the Big Donut and I've developed a celiac disease.
And my,
poor Sadie.
And my second horse was killed by a sentient one of these, so
sentient?
Brings back hard.
Oh.
Second horse.
Mm. Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, Steven,
you,
how
come
about
on,
you,
let's
Steven, you enjoy
spice.
Those cookie cats. It's okay, Steven.
Thanks,
we know
guys.
How much you love them.
I do love cookie cat. He's so good. He's super duper yummy.
It's like a living cat that you eat.
No, it's like a pastry. Come on, I'll tell you about it on the way to the house.
Okay.
Aha.
So you guys are heading to Steven's house.
Yes.
Okay, great. So you're heading through town. You make it to Steven's house. You come into the house, and there's nobody there.
Hmm.
Where are the crystal gems, Steven?
Well, they're probably on a really cool adventure.
Probably.
Yeah.
Without us.
Yeah.
Well, we're on our own really cool adventure, right, kids?
I still don't know who you are. Steven, Sadie pulls Steven aside. Are you okay with this man being in your home?
Wait, are we in the house?
Yes, you're in the house.
Can I be, like, going through the fridge?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. Cheese dip.
You know, he just seems, like, really lonely that he's gone through a lot.
Is this cool if I...
Yeah, go for it.
Okay, thank you.
Well, I don't know if that's edible. But you're a wizard, so.
Steven, I'm just worried that your kindness will get the best of you.
What do you mean?
Well, you're super nice and you're super kind, but I don't know. You seem to be very trusting of everyone, and I don't know if I trust this guy.
I don't trust him either, Steven. I just have a weird feeling about it. I don't know. I think we should watch each other's backs, though.
Always. Yeah. Well, what do we do, though? He seems like he needs some help. Do we... The gems aren't here, and they're probably some on super cool mission right now, and maybe we just show him, maybe he just needs to decompress. Maybe we go like into town and just show him around.
So we just came to your house, and now we're going to go back into town.
Well, I don't know. I thought the crystal gems would be here.
Sadie, can you roll a lead for me, please?
A lead? Oh,
yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
That is one success.
All right.
Someone who's played this game. That's a lot of successes we've all had so far.
Yeah, it's
pretty
unusual. So anyway, Sadie, you're if you want to stay at the house, you guys can stay at the house.
Well, I mean, maybe if we have him around other people, that's a good idea. That way we're in public if something happens. So yes, let's go back into town, Steven.
Okay. And you know, maybe my dad knows what to do.
Oh.
Yes.
Yeah,
let's go visit your dad. I think it was a good idea to come here to see if the crystal gems are here, but now that we're here, really not a lot to do except if you want this man to go through your stuff or your video games.
He ate all the cheese dips. We need to get him out of here.
Amantia, right. Can you roll an investigate for me?
Mm-hmm. You get a plus one, so five die. Yeah.
Five.
Yeah.
One.
You got one success. Mm-hmm. Okay. So in your journey of you've now taken everything out of the fridge and you've planted yourself upstairs in Steven's room, you notice that there's something playing on the television. It seems very dramatic.
I find myself invested in this story box. what's on the screen?
It's like... It, it's people. They're in the wilderness for sure. They're like in the woods. And they seem to be wearing kind of like maybe uniforms. They're youngish. They're kind of like teenager-y aged. And they're like having a conversation about their feelings and the many love affairs that are happening between the people in this story box.
Some kind of portent of the future? Or just some kind of distraction to pass the time?
Hey, wizard! We're gonna go down to the city! Come on!
I should join as well?
Yeah, you should come with
us. Yes, you're definitely coming with us.
Just 30 seconds!
Steven, go ahead and roll a lead.
Okay. Six die. Oh, damn, that's two.
Two?
That's
two. Okay, yeah, okay, so you can make a Montiac go with you.
Come on!
Do I need anything from the television?
Nope, you just were having some snacks and sitting down watching TV.
Great. Okay, good.
You're just learning coming. About the world you're in.
Coming! All right, is there a banister?
There's not a banister, no.
Okay, can I, like, make a magic one and slide down at Mary Poppins' house and impress the children?
Let's do that as
trust.
I'll do that as a roll force to see if you can force one to appear and so you can have this cool moment.
I'm just trying to make them be like, you know, how the children react to Mary Poppins, but they're like,
yes,
wow,
of course.
She's magic.
I totally get it. Yep, just go ahead and roll that.
No success.
So you attempt to like set yourself up as if you're going to create this magical banister. And so you've got your like butt posed in such a way that it was going to like sit on the banister and slide, but you just fall and go like tumbling down the stairs. And now you're a little upset because it didn't quite go the way you wanted to. So you'll subtract one dice from all your rolls until you get over it.
Yeah.
I think we should really get him out of here before you break something else.
Good point. Come on, let's go.
All right, so you lead the way, kids.
All right.
So you guys are heading to
it's a
wash.
Car wash. Yeah,
okay.
It's a wash. Yeah.
Yep. It's a wash.
So you guys make your way around over to It's a Wash, and your dad is there working. What's up, Stewball?
Dad, we found a wizard.
A wizard?
Yeah.
You don't say. Well, hey there, Mr. Wizard. Greg Universe.
Greg Universe, a Montiac the Skullgiver.
A Montiac the Skullgiver? Well, that sounds serious.
It kind of was,
What are you doing in town?
Yeah, it's a great question. Well, let's just say I'm dropping in.
Okay.
To restore music to the realm.
To restore all music to the realm.
Yes.
Well, we got our Midsummer Music Festival Daughter of Beachapalooza coming up.
Well, it sounds like the work's been done for me.
One of the famous actors in Montiac saw on the story box just so happens to be vacationing in Beach City. Will he be starstruck? #citizen.
Listen, I'm just washing the mayor's car to make sure it looks all shiny for when he rolls up to the festival later tonight. And so, you know, Greg's like kind of going about his work. And as he does, driving down the street on like a bicycle is one of the people who you recognize from the show you were just watching, who, Steven, you recognize as being one of the characters from the television show Camp Pining Hearts.
Oh my gosh! Guys, look! It's one of the characters from Camp Pining Hearts!
I don't understand how this can be possible, Steven. Wait, it's one of the characters or one of the actresses?
Is this a live action show?
Camp Pining Hearts is live action. I don't know if it's live action or animated, actually.
It's one of my shows!
Yeah, it's one of your shows!
He's finally here in about time, too. He's the first member of the DK crew. Donkey Kong is a #believe.
Okay, something's really weird going on here.
Yes. That is a portent of goodness or darkness. It's either happy or it's bad. But I saw that in your little cube, the little magic mirror up top.
Yeah, I used to watch that show with Amethyst every Tuesday night at 8.
What can you tell us? Who is this character? What does he
intend? We'll say that it's an actress. It's the actress from the show, and her name is Susan Flair.
That's Susan Flair, the actress. Oh my gosh, guys.
Oh my god.
Do you want an autograph or something?
I don't know, Dad. What do we do? Do I go? Is it weird to ask for an autograph?
Well, I don't know, Stewball. It's possible that she came into town because she heard about this great concert that we got coming up.
That's true.
Say!
Yeah?
Have you guys been practicing the song that you're going to do for the concert?
Oh. Well, we practiced a little bit this morning on the stage.
And
yeah.
then we found him on the beach.
All right. Well, your old man's here. We're all together. I say that we work together to work out some of the kinks and give it the old practice run before you gotta perform it on the stage.
Maybe to save music, we have to perform music.
That sounds reasonable to me. And then after I say that, can I like magic that everybody has like an instrument?
Absolutely. Yeah, everybody's just got instruments all of a sudden.
No. Okay,
sure. That just happens.
Yep. All right, so Sadie's got a keyboard and Connie's playing the violin. Steven's got a ukulele.
Yes.
And a montauk.
I've got a microphone.
A microphone.
Oh my god.
And you're all suddenly in like 80s rocker costumes too.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Whoa, Steven.
I feel wild.
Let's do this, guys.
Star.
Come on, we got this. Whoa, yeah.
Oh, the beach shines down on the sun. That's what happens when up is down and left is right. We're gonna sing and bring back the music and have a good time.
You're great. We're gonna sing songs at the Daughters of Beachapalooza. Gonna win the competition, cause I'm gonna be my dad when I grow up.
Oh, Steven!
We're singing a song and friendship. We gather along to sing on the stage at Beachapalooza's gonna be the greatest ever foozer. Yeah. Up is down and left is right. Up is down and left is right. Up is down and left is right. Up is down and left is right.
Oh, Steven!
Oh, Dad, yeah!
My son!
I love you, Dad!
Steven, you know you'll always be my number one. Now, get up there and make your old man proud. Go out there and wow that crowd. Yeah, Steven and his jam band.
Steven and
his jam band.
Steven and his jam band.
Steven and jam band.
Up is down and left is right. And up is down and left is right.
And up is down and left is right.
Up is down and left is right.
Go out there and wow that crowd tonight.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, that's great. Oh, you did so good. Wow, are you some kind of rock star musician wizard?
Yes, rock star's a strong term, but I have been a bard at times in my life. Sort of, you know, a bard wizard is a multi-ability type situation, yes.
Oh, wow.
Well,
and it seems, all are bard wizards as well. And your father,
gosh.
And the father. Father makes five.
Well, I got a lot of work to get done, but that sounded really great, you guys.
You sure did. Thanks, Dad.
You're welcome. I gotta get back to washing all these cars.
Should we talk to the actress?
Yeah, she's kind of like stopped off at the side, just kind of like watching your performance.
Wow, this is a really unusual town. I just was out riding my bicycle in my idyllic neighborhood in Vancouver where I live when we're filming the Camp Pining Hearts. And I took a right turn like I was gonna go to my favorite fair trade ethical coffee shop. But now I'm here. Where exactly is this?
You're in Beach City.
I wouldn't really call it a city. Sorry, that was rude.
Oh, it's okay. It can be deceiving, but it's because there's a lot of activity within that we call it a city.
That makes sense to me.
So you don't remember how you got here?
No. I was just riding my bike, and then all of a sudden, here I am.
This might be connected to you somehow, because didn't that happen to you? You just showed up here too, right?
All of a sudden, I was like, ugh, and then I was here.
But Mr. Wizard, you said that if, well, we create music, it will help solve this problem, right?
And yet here we remain with problems sort of undetectable.
And basically, as you say problems sort of undetectable, at that exact moment, through the wall of the car wash, busts a giant, like, gorilla. He, like, just punches through the wall and is like,
Oh, God!
Do you know this guy?
Oh, my.
Steven, can you roll a, roll a comprehend?
This is great.
And remember, you do have a re-roll if you want.
Oh, I got a re-roll.
Yeah, there's a believe that you guys can use whenever you want.
I got nothing, but I would
know
this. I'm going to use that re-roll.
Okay, so
give us that. We could use more re-rolls, baby.
Baby.
There we go. Oh my God, none. So I have no, I've never played this game.
You look at him and you're like, this doesn't seem quite right, but you can't place where he's from.
He looks familiar, but.
Can I speak his language?
Roll a, you can, just roll mind for me.
Mm-hmm. Do, which one is?
It's at the bottom.
Mine's the bottom.
Ah, mine. Mm-hmm. Oh. One, two.
Two successes. Yes, you can converse with this creature. Why are you just grunting like that? To the rest of you, this sounds like grunting. Now we're in talking in gorilla talk.
Greetings, sir. Is this your village?
No! This isn't my village. Mm. I was taking care of these two kid versions of me. But I was chasing after them, trying to get them, and then they went missing. Or I went missing. First thing I knew, I was just swinging through the jungle trees, and now I'm here.
Interesting. And let's say crocodile-type creatures, you pro or against?
Definitely against.
I'm with you. I'm with you on that. Well, let me quickly sort of assuage your discomfort by letting you know no harm is intended towards you. These children seem to be like the heroes of their town. And
okay.
And we have a new band, and you are welcome to join it if you have. Is there any sort of musical skill that you're adept with?
I'm pretty good at bongos.
Ah, yes. Oh, good. Good. I feel like they could base a whole game around your bongo skilling. They could. All right, kids. Okay, so I go back to them.
Yes.
But
that was so cool.
I forget to switch it off.
What?
He's cool, and I've invited him to join the band. And he's in. We've got
what?
A drummer. We've got a drummer, kids. Now, a lot of people try to shame the drummer, but let's see those people who try to shame the drummer. Let's see you pick up some sticks and drum, you know?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm.
So now he's...
So he just, like, hobbles over to be near you, Amantiak.
Connie, this seems... Guys, this seems like someone is making all of these people come through television? I wonder if they're still there.
There's definitely a dimension there. There's definitely a dimension.
What time is it?
It is about 2 o'clock in the
2
afternoon.
O'clock. Yeah. That's when they show the rerun of Jem. Dad, can I use the TV in the wash?
Oh, sure. Go for it, Steven. As long as the cable didn't get busted out when this big gorilla busted through the wall of the car wash.
Oh, I'm sorry, Dad.
It's all right. We're rich. I'll get it fixed.
Oh, that's right. You do have a lot of money, Steven.
That's true. That's very true. I'm going to turn on the TV and, like, flip to channel 2, which has
channel 2, Jem and the holograms.
At 2 p.m.
Yeah.
And I'm going to see if like, the person we met earlier, if she's there. Or if it's, like...
Roll and investigate for me.
Okay. Cool. Investigate +1 to my die. Sweet. Nope, nothing. Damn.
You're trying to turn the TV on, but something happened when the wall got busted that, like, all you're getting is static.
Oh, TV's not working.
Well, here, why don't we use our phones?
I don't have a phone.
I can try to fix. Can I try to fix the TV?
You may try to fix the TV, yes. Roll a tinker, please.
We can use your phone, too, Sadie.
So well, Matt, I can try. Matt, I can fix a TV pretty good, I think.
What are you using?
Tinker.
Tinker. So you're going to get a plus one. So use four die, plus one, so five die.
Yeah. One.
All right, so you got one success. So, yeah, you're able.
I just
able,
smack it.
Perfect. You Fonzie it, and all of a sudden the TV is... Work. It's still got a little, like, the picture's not super clear, but you can see what is on the TV. And, yeah, so that you see the intro to Gem and the Holograms.
Gem's amazing.
But it's just, it's just the music. There's no singing.
Me and my,
You hear, like, the background vocals, and when they get to the bit with the Mystics, like, the Misfits, like, they're singing.
How can you do a Steven Universe rebounds per game without me? The great and lovable Peridot. Peridot doesn't really understand Beachapalooza. She's new to the concept of music, but she's here to help her best pal Steven. Hashtag citizen.
Awesome. Okay. Awesome. Thank you, guys. Thank you.
Okay.
That's awesome.
All right. So, yeah, there's no singing.
This is weird.
And just, like, background vocals.
So I do think that they're being taken from...
And the reason is because it's like you're watching the intro and all the bits where Gem is supposed to be, she's not there.
Oh, it's my favorite part.
So it's like just the holograms.
And then just like a bunch of like 80s colors.
Yes, exactly. It's just like 80s colors, stars, rainbows.
I don't think this is right.
No, what do we do?
You know what I don't think is right.
Peridot sneaks up behind you guys.
Is somebody was clearly in your room, Steven.
And she holds up like a banana peel that Amontillado was eating when he was watching stuff in your room.
Oh, Peridot, it's okay. That was our new friend, Amontillado.
I was in the middle of watching Camp Pining Hearts and somebody went in there and made a mess.
I forgot to clean. But I could do it quickly. Here, let me take that banana peel from you. Here, please.
Anyway, the TV at the barn is busted, so that's why I had to come watch on your TV, Steven.
What happened to the TV?
I don't know. All of a sudden, I was watching a show.
A severely overworked claims adjuster for the Beach City Insurance Company who has to investigate all of the unexplained destruction that keeps happening in this seemingly quiet beachside town. Hashtag citizen.
Man, Steven Universe get a little real.
So anyway, I was watching my TV and I was watching your crying breakfast friends that you recommend so much.
Oh, have you gone to the part where Henry and Jack confess their love?
Well, the problem is that neither Henry or Jack were there. So I thought there was something wrong with the TV at the barn, which is why I went to use your TV. And then your TV started getting weird.
Peridot, it's all connected. It seems like somebody's taking everybody out of the television and taking anyone who can sing and stuff. They're just being taken away. And I don't know what to do. I don't know where to look. The Gems aren't around either.
That doesn't make any sense.
And he said that someone's trying to take music away from all the realms.
Take music away from the realms? Why would anybody want to do that?
You know, some people... like fish and some people don't. Some people like the blue sky and some people hide away all their lives. You can't control if someone hates music, especially if they have wizardry. But what you can do is you can't let them ruin it for the rest of us. Now, let it be known, I have solved the mystery somewhat. There is, and it might be my fault-ish, characters from your fictional stories, from your fictional are video games a thing here?
Yeah.
You know those?
Mm-hmm. I love video games.
Characters from those? Because if it was only... Do I know who Donkey Kong is as a... Or do I just think
sure, you know who Donkey Kong is, yeah.
It is not just your television. Huh? It is games from the dimension known as Earth, a dark dimension where horrible things happen on a sad little tiny planet.
Wait. We live on Earth.
Oh, you do? This is, we're all
this is Earth.
Oh, great, great. Well, then you'll familiar.
Hey, I know it seems like a insignificant, dumb kind of planet, but it's really a great place to live, and I really want to save it. What about all of you? What are you doing here, Mr. Wizard, and what do you want?
Well, you know, it's hard to say, but it's something like, I mean, I've got these magic skills, and it seems like my power is indefinite. It can't be stopped, it can't be killed, but you know that only gets you so far. I want there to be peace and music and ha-ha-ha-ha. I want there to be peace and music and fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. I want there to be peace
and music and ha-ha-ha-ha.
I want there to be
peace and music and fa-la-la-la.
How about you, boy?
Oh, well, home is Earth. I don't know what I'd do without it. All my friends live here, I hold it so dear. I don't want my friends to leave, I don't want this planet to leave. We have to save it, I have to save it with the fa la 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 la.
You mean the peace and music and fa la la la. Peace and music and fa la 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 la. Peace and music and fa la la la. Peace and music and fa la 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 la.
But it's okay, cause we are here together. My bestest friend, my other friend who I just met, don't really hang out with a lot, but we're here together. Fa la 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 la.
Fa la 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 la.
Fa la 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 la.
Peace and music and fa la 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 la. Peace and music and fa la la la.
I just want to be on that stage.
On that stage.
With my friends playing music for the rest of our days. And maybe one day Lars will return. But in the meantime, I've got time to burn with peace and music
and fa la la la. Peace and music and fa la 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 la. Peace and music and fa la la la. Peace and music and fa la 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 la.
Convinced that you're not trying to destroy the Earth, so I, in turn, will not try and destroy you.
I appreciate it.
Oh, she likes you.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's great.
Now, so, what's the plan?
I think we need to go and recruit this TV star. And the people we saw on the beach, the band, anyone that you notice who is not from here, it looks like we need to get them all together in some kind of group setting.
Hey, when I was walking by the beach... earlier.
Wow, look, a shooting star! Whoa. Wow.
When
Make
I was,
a wish. Don't tell anyone.
Walking by the beach earlier, I saw this big setup starting to happen. Like, a lot more chairs and things than we actually have people in Beach City. Do you guys know anything about why the concert setup would suddenly seem so involved?
Well, perhaps that band is so popular that people are coming in from out of town.
That could be it.
Maybe.
You did give them a permit to a beach that you do not own.
That was really thoughtful of you.
Thoughtful's a word.
Yeah,
like
it is.
Thing to do. They're your favorite band, are they not?
Well, they're not my favorite, but they're pretty sweet.
I must agree with this wizard. Perhaps if we do gather all the people that are, well, not from here, perhaps with the power of music, I can't believe I'm saying this, we'll be able to send them all back home.
Yes. Or maybe, yes, we'll get them together. And maybe they can tell us how they, what they remember last before they entered into this world.
I got it! I pull out a piece of paper from my burger backpack.
Okay.
Cheeseburger backpack. And I like, draw, like a thing. Ah! It's done! And I make, like, a flyer.
A flyer?
It's a flyer. Like, we can post these around
town. Okay, I'm gonna call that a tinker. Can you roll that for me to see how well this advertisement works out for you?
Oh no. Oh no, none. No successes.
Yeah, it looks like a bunch of scribbly lines.
What do you guys think?
I don't think anyone can even read that.
Here, Steven, let me give it a shot.
All right, so Sadie, go ahead and roll.
A tinker?
Yeah.
One success.
Cool. So Sadie makes a perfectly acceptable drawing. It looks very clean. It's not fancy, but Sadie, what exactly does it say?
Just says, not from your home. Go to the beach.
Not from your home. Go to the beach.
Beachapalooza. Daughter of Beachapalooza.
Perfect.
Sadie, now. That's straightforward, and I love it. Good job.
Can I use magic to copy, like to make photocopies of it?
Yeah,
and
what?
And then they all turn into little airplanes.
Yeah, just go ahead and roll. Since you're just trying to use the power of your wizard powers, and you don't actually have wizard powers unlocked, go ahead and roll I'll let you do Tinker for that as well to see if you can magically replicate it.
Nope.
That's okay, pal. You did your best.
Did you get any fives or anything?
I did.
Okay, cool.
Three fives.
So yeah, it basically like it disappears as if he was gonna like put it into some magical dimension to replicate it, and then just reappears exactly as it was.
Maybe you can draw a few more.
Sure. I think we can all help with that.
Great.
Just copy my example.
Yeah, you're all go ahead, Connie, Steven, and roll for a tinker to see how well you copy it.
At 1-6.
Okay, cool. Yeah, you copy it pretty well.
I have nothing.
Oh, that's
a
6.
This is 6?
Yeah. Both are able to make totally acceptable copies of it. And so altogether, you guys make, you know, like 10.
All right, we should go scatter this around town.
This is the perfect amount. Maybe there's only like 15 people in Beach City anyways.
Yeah, exactly. So we can get everybody to see this.
All right.
Why don't we split up?
Okay.
Okay.
We'll cover the ground faster.
I think that's a good idea.
Cool. Smart.
How do we know to get back with the if we need to unite again?
And don't you think that somebody should wait at the beach in case these people do show up?
Good idea, Peridot.
All right. Well, I'm going to go work on my tan.
Oh. She just takes off.
Okay. Wait, Steven, can gems tan?
I don't know.
She puts on sunglasses.
Hashtag citizen me Nako Aina promoting her hit single, C'est la vie.
Okay, cool.
C'est la vie. Oh, my God. Yeah. Wow.
Perfect. So, yeah, Peridot goes off to the beach. And as you guys are all kind of deciding where you guys are going to go to, you just hear a, no. And you look over and over by the busted wall is who you know to be Jamie, who used to work for the Postal Service and is now an insurance claims agent.
Oh, hey, Jamie.
Hey there, Steven. I don't know what to do about this. All of these weird events keep happening around town, and now there's a big hole in your dad's car wash.
Huh.
Well, this is a logistical nightmare.
I'm sorry, Jamie, but, you know, this might be... maybe you can raise your insurance prices.
Or maybe you can use it to inspire some of your future plays.
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea.
Oh, yes, that is a good idea.
The Destruction of Beach City. Perhaps you could write that epic.
Oh, can you roll... Ooh. Oh, man. Roll a charm for me on that,
uh-oh.
Sadie.
Ruh-ruh.
Well, let's say lead, since you're trying to like inspire him to do something.
Oh, one success.
Yay! He's totally on board for that.
Ah, yes, that's a very good idea. I can write about a time when everything was uproarious more than usual in Beach City, and the arrival of all kinds of unexpected characters from fictional universes upset the quiet livelihood of our sleepy beachside town.
He just, like, takes out his notebook and starts writing.
And is he saying that? He's like,
he's thinking out loud, yes.
Okay. Whoa. Are you thinking out loud what I'm thinking out loud? Oh. Like that guy just was?
No, I'm thinking about... I don't know what I'm thinking about. Oh, no! Ah! My brain!
What about you guys?
I think on the inside, like most people.
Yeah?
What are you playing? I'm clearly you're asking us a question.
I think that he's writing what we're living. Right? Did you not just overhear the plot of his new book? His hip new novel, guaranteed to be a bestseller?
No, Jamie's, he used to just deliver mail, and now he's doing insurance. He couldn't be Jamie, but he's going to be a great, you're going to make it one day, Jamie. I believe it. Yeah.
Thanks. Now, once I finish this play that is based on the actual events that are happening right now.
Yes.
Firstly, Emily, I'm loving the hair. Secondly, I've just arrived and I want to hear someone sing. Hashtag feelings.
Whoa! So that is a solo for Emily. Okay. So Sadie's by herself over in the corner. She's just inspired Jamie to live a better life.
Destruction has plagued Beach City. And all these people are here. And what are we to do now? Perhaps the citizens will lend an ear. Maybe we use our feelings along with the power of music. And together we sing a song so powerful that sends them all back home. Feelings and music have power. Feelings and music have power. Together with my friends, we can do anything. 'Cause feelings and music are power. There's a lot of stuff that goes on here. A lot that I'm not so clear. Crystal gems and space. And a lot of stuff in my face. I've changed so much recently. With Lars gone, I've joined a band. And maybe one day he'll return and hold my hand. Feelings and music have power. Feelings and music have power. Together with my friends, I can do anything. 'Cause feelings, yes, feelings and music have power. Oh.
Steven.
I shed my tear and I go up to Sadie and I just go.
Well, Steven, you're the person who's made me feel more confident as a musician. Yeah. Thanks to you.
What? No, you had it all in you all along.
Aw, thanks. You did sing on stage for me that one time when I couldn't do it myself.
I did. I felt like a pretty girl.
You were very pretty.
Steven! Peridot comes running into the car wash. Steven, everybody, hurry! Come to the beach right now! It's starting to get out of control!
Oh, Peridot, what do you mean?
Come on, you just gotta come see!
Come on, guys. Amontillado.
Let's go,
Jamie,
everyone.
Don't forget us when you write a really cool play, okay?
Oh, no, I'm going with you guys.
Yeah,
let's go, Jamie.
Everyone's going.
Everyone's running to the beach. It's almost like we're gearing up for a big number here.
Sadie, like, posts, like, a poster on the...
Yes,
on the,
exactly.
Slap. We're all, like, slapping on the beach.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Running now, you can't look back. The adventure awaits, and it might not be easy to live out. You might feel in danger, but we can get through the night. Run to the beach. Sand is nice, but we won't necessarily be living it up. You know we gotta go, we gotta go, we gotta find out right now.
We gotta go, we gotta go, we gotta find out right now.
With my powers of my friends together, we can do anything we put our minds to. I'll use my crystal gem powers and stop the threat from coming through. Together we're unstoppable. With music, feelings unstoppable.
We gotta go right now.
Sword in hand, I run to the beach with my friends.
Come on!
Danger awaits, but it won't get out of hand. I'll use what Pearl taught me to fight. We'll all get out of this all right.
We gotta find out right now.
Something's afoot in Beach City, and we're heading to the Beachapalooza. Something's amiss in Beach City, and we gotta find out how to fix it. Together, we're heading down to the stage, where maybe we can sing some songs and preserve us from our grave.
We gotta go right now. We gotta find out right now.
Now is the time to come together and save Beach City and all the earth that is so pretty. We gotta go, we gotta find out right now. And as you guys arrive at the beach, you look, and on the stage is a woman. And she looks kind of like the girl who you saw before, except she now is in a sparkly pink dress and has pink hair as well. Jam!
Oh no!
Curtains.
Exactly. So we open up on the beach, and Jem has finished her tech check, and so she's just like sitting on the edge of the stage now.
Wow, it turns out that this place really is great. Jerrica told me that it was going to be awesome.
Does Steven know that, like, it's the same person?
Oh, yeah, because he's seen the show.
He's in the show.
Out of integrity, I will not ruin her identity. Hi, Jem. I'm Steven.
Hey. Nice to meet you, Steven.
You look awfully familiar.
Huh? Well, I am part of the Jem and the Holograms. I'm Jem, so I'm, like, probably the most famous rock star in the world.
Steven, there's definitely something up with her.
Well, when they wrote this show, it was kind of like they all the characters didn't really have much besides that they wanted to be famous, so, right? I don't know.
Wasn't it just a big ploy to get kids to buy toys? Like a lot of 80s animated shows.
Yeah.
Actually, Jerrica had a very long, sad family history where a man tried to take away her father's corporation that was rightfully hers.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. Oh, thanks, Jem.
You're welcome. No problem. I'm just here for the girl power.
Yeah, me too. Hey, what?
Agreed.
So, yes, we're all agreed. Give us one second, please, Jem. I don't want to take too much of your time. Guys,
no problem.
Guys, how do we approach this? I don't want to make her, like, because if she's, like, it doesn't seem like she's aware that she's out. It seemed like the everyone who's come through isn't aware that they're not where they belong.
This is so weird. And she has, like, a giant, like, Zach Morris phone in her hand. I can't seem to get a hold of anybody else in the band.
What happens when you dial your phone?
It's just kind of staticky. I guess you guys just have really bad cell reception out here. I mean, it's a relatively new thing, so it's not that surprising.
Yes, that's definitely the reason why.
Sadie hides her cell phone.
Guys, even Jem has a cell phone, and I don't.
Guys, I think we should avoid any kind of panic and maybe just play along with her so that she doesn't freak out or something until we figure something out.
That's a good idea. Well, what if we filled in for the band so we could find out some more information?
I think that would be a good idea.
We could run a sound check. Okay. All right. What do you think, Sadie?
That sounds great.
Okay, cool.
What do you think, Mr. Wizard?
You know what, kids? I am on with the plan. Donkey Kong, you down to play the drums?
Oh, Donkey Kong's so down.
Lead the charge, Steve. So we're actually local musicians who've played the stage quite a few times, and we're actually going to be playing the Beachapalooza very, very soon. So,
oh, wow.
If you need help filling in for sound check, we can play for you.
Great.
Sound check.
Well, I'm sure that fax that I sent to Jerrica's office will get through to the band in no time, and Eric will... Rico will gather every... Rio, that's his name. Can't remember my boyfriend's name. I mean, Jerrica's boyfriend's name, obviously. will gather everybody and bring them here.
You're confident that the fax machine is reliable?
I don't know. I just used the one at the visitor center.
What's a fax? It's a very old machine. I mean, it makes sense that Beach City would still have a fax machine. We're kind of, yeah.
Well, maybe we can go to the fax machine and get some answers.
Or maybe we stay here.
Well, it's a fax machine, so maybe it tells the truth.
And if it's in the visitor center, Steven, and there are new people coming around, wouldn't they go to the visitor center?
Yeah, and they would get answers from the fax machine because it tells facts.
Yes. Steven, it's spelled F-A-X, not F-A-C-T-S.
Oh, okay.
But maybe... the power of dimension-bending magic, the fax machine can be the factits machine.
Could you make that happen?
So, you know what, sometimes. Possibly. It's a roll of the dice. However, if you'd like to hang here and play music, I'm good with that too. You know what, kids?
Don't worry,
I'm not trying
Steven.
To screw with the agenda. I'm new to this world.
Don't worry, Steven, and... the mysterious wizard man in a cloak.
Amontioc. Yes.
Okay.
What you say it a few times.
I like to call him Monty.
Monty?
Monty yeah. is, yeah. Monty.
Hey!
Yeah. Make a good Monty.
How did you get a nickname right away?
You just sort of pick part of the name and be like, that part.
And we didn't trust you at first, Perry.
I guess that's fair. Yeah. I was trying to destroy you.
Maybe call you Pear?
Pear?
Don't...
I'm just trying to come up with nicknames. It's fine.
Anyway. Well, if you guys want to go check out this magical fax machine, I can always keep an eye on this character here, just in case she tries to pull a fast one. I'm not entirely convinced that she's not some mysterious new type of gem grown on Homeworld or otherwise.
She does have pink hair.
That is true.
Sounds good. Then you stay here. We'll go do some more investigating. Maybe some people saw some of our flyers.
Maybe.
But we also need to find out who's doing this. And I have no... who in Beach City would know? Maybe.
Who is your...
Maybe.
So is this a big... You got a thought?
Oh, no. You have a thought?
Well, it's a question, really. Now, while this town seems to be very cheerful, for the most part.
Oh, yeah.
Besides, you know, every now and then someone seems a little less than pleased. But is there any kind of enemies? Or people who deal in darkness?
Well...
Onion.
That's a good idea. Connie, we should go to Onion's house right now. He might know some answers.
I think so.
He's always suspicious, that Onion.
Yeah.
I'll solve him one day.
So are you going to the visitor center or are you going to Onion's house?
Sadie?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
Well, you're Steven Universe, so, I mean, if you really think it's Onion, then let's go check out Onion and Vidalia's house.
Hmm. Yeah, let's do that.
Okay, so you guys head to Vidalia's house, and you're in front of the house.
Onion! Come on! We have some questions.
Sour Cream opens the door.
Oh, hey, Sour Cream.
Oh, hey, Steven.
That's really good. Hey, is Onion home?
No.
Oh, do you know where he went?
I don't know. I've just been with Buck here practicing for the daughter of Beachapalooza, like I thought you guys were doing today.
We were, but we got a little sidetracked.
Is everybody playing this festival?
Oh.
More or less. There were no real admission fees, so we just let anybody come and play. It's a very positive community-based event.
More people on stage than in the actual seats, though.
Who's this?
Oh, this is Monty. Say hi, Monty.
Hey, Monty. I'm just kidding. Hello. Cheers. I'm part of the band.
Wow.
I play the triangle and sing occasionally.
Got it.
What's your band?
Cool. It's me and Buck. We're the cool guys.
They're pretty cool. Just follow my lead.
We used to be the cool kids, but Jenny decided to go solo this year.
Yeah.
Oh, well, you guys should have let me know. I would have played with you all again.
Oh, well, I thought that you, like, kind of had a thing going with Steven and Connie here, and you didn't want to hang out with us anymore.
No, I want to hang out with everybody.
Okay, well, we could just form, like, a mega band if you want.
Why don't
That's
we do
good
that?
That's a idea.
I love that idea.
Oh, cool.
Sour Cream, have you seen anyone from TV?
I saw this girl come by earlier who I didn't really recognize. She didn't seem like she was from here. She was tall. She had real long blonde hair. She was wearing like kind of cool clothes, I guess. She had like a bunch of CDs and posters too. It seemed like she was like maybe trying to promote something. I thought that maybe the daughter of Beachapalooza was just starting to get a little bigger and we were attracting out-of-town talent. I don't know. I saw that girl with the short blonde hair walking around earlier, too.
A lot of blonde people in our town now.
True. Thanks, Sour Cream.
Yeah, you got it. So, like, I'm gonna go talk to Buck then, I guess, and see about forming this mega band.
That sounds cool. Good. Maybe we need to keep forming the mega band.
Well, sounds great. The more, yes, the merrier.
Do we have a TV station? Oh, I forgot it. We have a map.
I think we do. Was there one episode?
There's not a TV station.
No, that's located in Mega City.
Yeah.
Right.
All right, so we have to form a mega band with everyone. Like Parliament
Sour Cream,
Funkadelic.
Like walks away while this is happening, and he comes back and Buck's with him now. Hey, Steven, how's it going?
Hey, Buck, it's good seeing you, man.
Yeah, dude.
Just
hey, man, cool cape.
Thank you. So
what's this I hear about us forming a mega band?
We're gonna be the best band at the Beachapalooza.
Cool.
Together.
You got a name for this band?
Yeah. It's called. It's called Beach City Unplugged.
I like your style, Universe.
Thanks, man.
BCU, for sure.
Yeah.
Put it on a t-shirt.
Hey, that's a
great
idea.
Sell it at the visitor center.
We should go down to the t-shirt shop and start printing up those t-shirts. What do you think, Sour Cream?
Yeah, I guess so.
Steven, we're going to go work on getting those t-shirts printed up. You start working out some sick jams. I know with Sadie on our side, we're going to be the best band in the show.
No doubt.
All right, well, we'll catch y'all later. They go to the t-shirt shop to start printing BCU shirts.
Well, I guess we should go check out the visitor center.
Yes,
since
let's
we're close
go.
By.
Yeah, maybe Onion's there. Or he's hiding in like a trash can or something.
That's
weird.
Very probable.
Yeah.
Or the fax machine will be be a fun little fact giver.
To the visitor center!
Okay, so you guys all run over to the visitor center, and you see that, like, on the windows of the visitor center are these posters that have been plastered up there, and it's this girl, and she's wearing, like, a weird sort of, like, it's sort of like a cute schoolgirly kind of costume, but she has on like a cowboy hat, and there's like pictures of a little mascot that's a like blue horse also wearing a cowboy hat. And you can't read what it says on the posters because it's all in Japanese characters.
Tight. Huh. This is interesting.
Does this look familiar to anyone? No, I mean, if only Ronaldo were here. I feel like he likes all that kind of. He knows Japanese, doesn't he? Isn't he studying at the community college?
He is. And he also knows a lot about mysteries.
Is there any quick way to summon him?
Ronaldo!
I mean, the City Walk Fries is right down the way.
Oh, we can get some bits. I'm getting pretty hungry. How about you, Connie?
I'm hungry, too. Fry bits. Sounds great. Well, are we going to check out this fax machine?
I could eat. Yes, let's,
I feel like we keep going to locations and then choosing which other location to go to as soon as we get there.
No, well, before
right,
we leave...
She's right, we should go to the snack machine and then the fact machine. And then I think we can call it.
Go ahead and roll, both of you roll lead, both Sadie and Amantiak roll lead. Let me know who gets more successes.
Five.
That's supposed to be, no, you get plus two, so that's six. That's great.
Oh, Jesus.
That's two successes.
Mm-hmm. Waiting on Amantiak.
No success.
None.
So, Sadie, we're going to do what you want to do.
Listen, Steven and Connie, how about you go to try to find Ronaldo? Me and this wizard will check out this fax machine.
Yes. The
sounds
power
good.
Of multiple people on a mission.
Yeah.
Solid plan.
Okay.
Yeah. BCU, let's go.
Yeah.
Okay, so Connie and Steven, you guys go down to the Beach City Walk Fries, and Ronaldo is there. He's working.
Hey, Ronaldo.
Oh, hey, Steven.
Hey.
Hi, Ronaldo. We were wondering if we could use your expertise on something.
My expertise, you say?
Yeah. Have you seen posters up with, like, Japanese writing on it?
Well, no, because I've been stuck here working all day. Petey! Petey, I need you to take over for me for a little while!
And he just, like, leaps over the counter to come with you guys.
All right, it sounds like this is perfect for my particular brand of expertise. Lead the way.
Wait, before we do, Petey, give us the bits.
Come on. Come on, Petey.
The bits.
Yeah, the bits.
Stop chanting at me.
Yeah, thanks, Petey.
You're welcome.
Nice one, Connie.
Anytime, Steven.
Yeah. So you guys got your fry bits, and now Ronaldo is with you.
You said some suspicious Japanese characters?
Yeah.
Were they small monsters that could only say their own names?
No.
Okay. What about people with spiky hair and strange armor with big shoulder pads and like a thing over their eye that reads power levels?
Huh. That sounds pretty cool, but no.
Well, then what is it?
I think it's best if we just show you.
Come on, let's go.
All right, and then we cut to you guys at the visitor center.
So I was thinking maybe some Cheez-Its. But maybe...
the vending machine.
But maybe... No, what? Definitely the Cheez-Its.
Listen, Monty, are you going to enchant this fax machine or what?
Oh my God, yes, of course. I'm so sorry.
Yes, they do have a fax machine, which Jerrica did use to try to fax her band.
All right, I would...
I love how like it still went through because she was just like, it happened.
Well, you never really knew with fax machines.
Wow, it's like some sort of military tank. It's massive. Okay, all right. Now, I'd like to see if I can magically turn it into a machine that produces fat.
I guess tinker.
Okay. Fire.
Whew. One. Nice.
One.
Okay, so you're able to get it to produce facts. So it starts to print something, and it says...
Aha!
George Washington was the first president of the United States.
Let's finish off this hashtag feelings.
For who? Tell us in the chat who you want that that to be overwhelmed by feelings and have to immediately sing a solo. Anyway, yes, so it says George Washington was the first president of the United States.
A clue. A helpful clue.
I don't know
possibly
about that.
Possibly the most important thing we've found.
Well, maybe it seems to just be spitting facts. Maybe we have to fax it a question, and then it will fax back a response, a truthful answer.
Wow, that is high-level magic.
I am 18 years old.
Good, all right. Now, you have the best handwriting of the two of us.
Okay.
Okay. So let's ask it, I'll pose a question. You let me know if you think there could be a more helpful question.
All right.
All right. Here's what I would ask. I would say, dear fax machine, comma, space, first paragraph. What function must we fulfill to restore Beach City back to its peaceful, normal state and send all those from elsewhere back to their homes? ? Sincerely, our names.
That sounds great.
Great. You know what? Sometimes you just gotta ask the question.
We're
gonna feed that into the fax machine.
Okay. So you feed it into the fax machine, and the fax machine responds to you. And all it says is power of friendship.
Of friendship. Oh, well, that's easy. It's easy enough, right? Power of friendship. Are we friends?
And again, chat, somebody has to determine who's going to sing this solo before it happens.
I don't mean to presume. But maybe once the band has had one killer show and everyone will feel like they are friends after all.
Yes, you're right. If we keep forming this supergroup like Steven suggested, we'll all be playing in harmony, not only musically, but with our hearts.
I'm going to give it to you, Amantiak.
The truth is in the eyes of the children. You know, I've had some friends throughout my time. Some people come, some people go, but you know, it doesn't matter if they're with you every moment, as long as they remain in your heart. Friendship, it floats on the sea. Friendship will bring the joy to you and to me. Hearts in the sky, sing with me. Harmony, hearts in the ground and gardens, sing with me in harmony. Now the sand is on the stage, cause we were playing volleyball and we all won. No one counted what the score was, we just wanted the ball to bounce around. And now we're inviting everybody in the town to get up on the stage. There's not even room for everyone, but we don't care because we're having so much fun. Hearts in the sky, we're singing in harmony. We got hearts in our eyes, and now we're singing in harmony. But don't you know that there are forces you can't control? Nobody always has the answers, not even this fax machine. But if you trust yourself and open your mouth and use your mind, you can make it happen now. Hearts in our minds. In the sky, we are singing in harmony. Hearts down on the beach, and now we're singing. We're singing, oh, we are singing, we're singing in harmony. You know?
That was just beautiful.
Oh, thank you. That's very kind of you. Yes. So, let's get working on that band practice. Perhaps. Now, did we want to hit the snack machine? Or
oh, yeah. Let's grab some Cheez-Its. I'd be down for, like, some peach rings.
As you guys are going over to go get some snacks out of the vending machine, you just hear a, whoa! From outside. Steven and Connie, you guys are now outside with Ronaldo, and he's looking at the posters.
Steven, what do you mean you don't know who this is? Why, this is the famous idol, I Know Minako. Except the thing is, she's like a fictional character, so that's kind of weird.
Yeah, Ronaldo, we've been seeing a lot of fictional characters in real life.
You know what, come to think of it, I did see Donkey Kong at my fry stand earlier. I should have known that something was up. Beach City, I'm on to you. Well, what are we going to do about this, Steven? What kind of forces do you think are at work here?
Well,
is this some conspiracy from the government?
I think it's beyond kind of the government's power, but
I think that the government is trying to distract us and keep us all distracted here in Peach City, trying to figure out what's wrong with it while they come in here and implant spy cameras all over the town.
Well, actually, you see, an interdimensional magician came to our world, and now we have to harness the power of friendship together to stop this evil force that's trying to steal all music and everything we love.
He said that someone was trying to take away music from all the multiverse? What is a multiverse, Ronaldo? Is that like...
Oh, Steven, I think it's more than your tiny child brain can comprehend.
Hey, I could take it.
Well, Steven, it's
you have
like
into space.
Yeah.
It's like everything that exists in your brain exists because it really exists somewhere else. Like, there aren't any original thoughts because they've all already happened somewhere else in time and space.
So, like, right now, you're saying that I'm here, but my thoughts could be having a donut at the Big Donut.
Yeah, okay, I guess it's kind of like that.
Cool. Well, cool. Well, thanks for identifying this person. I want you to meet this wizard.
Oh, right.
Let's go in.
Okay, so Ronaldo follows you guys in, and he immediately hones in on Amontiak.
So, you must be the interdimensional time wizard.
Guilty.
Interdimensional? Are you sure you're not secretly a spy?
Well, if I was a secret spy, it wouldn't be a very good one if I told you, now would I be? Maybe. Maybe. You never know.
Sadie, were you able to unfind anything?
Well, yeah, we were able to ask the fax machine a question, and we asked it, well, how do we fix all this? And it said, the power of friendship. So I think your super band idea is great, Steven. We need to get everybody to play music together from our hearts.
I like that. Well, we shouldn't waste any time then. We should probably go get everybody, right?
Yeah. What's the fastest way we can spread the word? I don't think flyers was that quick.
Yeah, that's more of like a long-term thing, huh?
Well, maybe if you rode a lion around and maybe just got everyone's attention.
Oh, yeah, that's a great idea. Yeah. Hey, lion!
And lion appears.
Hey, buddy. Hey, buddy, let's go around town. We gotta go tell everyone that it's time for band practice.
He gets down to, like, let you get onto his back.
Oh, lion. Okay, so I'll go.
Is there room for all of us, or just you?
You'll all fit online.
Come on,
yeah,
on.
You can all fit online.
Ronaldo, you want to come or you want to stay?
I feel like it is my civic duty as the resident expert on all things supernatural in Beach City to be the point of contact at your meeting location, which is.
Oh, the Beachapalooza.
Oh, okay. I'll head down to the Beach City stage then and attempt to deal with all of our otherworldly visitors.
Okay, be nice though. Jem's there, but like, don't ruin her identity, okay? Keep it a secret.
You got it, Steven.
Thanks, Ronaldo.
Just you and me know. And he goes,
all right, guys, let's go get the band back together.
All right.
Let's go, Lion.
So, yeah, you guys ride Lion through the sky and are able to collect literally anybody you want to take to the beach with you. So who are you getting?
Oh, so we're getting Sour Cream.
Okay.
And Buck.
Sour Cream and Buck, they're at the t-shirt place.
Who else?
They work really fast at this t-shirt place, so they've already gotten t-shirts printed for you. They've got like 50 shirts that say BCU on the
merch.
We should pick up Jenny, probably.
Sorry. Oh, yeah, Jenny completes the band.
Yep,
yeah.
Pick up Jenny.
I # believe in the power of friendship in music.
Nice.
Thank you.
25. Awesome.
Do we have any rerolls?
That is a reroll.
That's one. Okay, cool.
That's one reroll.
Cool.
Yep. Oh, actually, it looks like they did two.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
Boop. Awesome.
So we're going to get Jenny.
Okay.
Who else plays? Obviously my dad.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, my dad.
Yep.
I wish the Crystal Gems were here. They'd be great.
They would be amazing.
Yeah, you still can't find them right now.
Yeah.
I heard Nanafwa is pretty good.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Cool. Let's get it. Yeah, let's do that. Peridot plays, but she's already
there. She's already there.
Well, what about your friend Lapis?
Lapis has a great voice.
So
but she's kind of far.
You go to try to find Lapis at the barn, which is still on the earth at this point.
Yes.
because you can travel there fast with Lion, but she's not at the barn.
Lapis! Well, looks like she's not here either.
That's weird.
I wonder where they all are.
Yeah.
I'm kind of worried. I kind of miss them.
Maybe Peridot knows.
Okay. Well, listen. Well, we got everyone online.
Yeah. So you all go to the beach.
Yeah. Come on.
Oh, hey, Steven. Thanks for bringing me along. I was going to do a solo act this year, but, you know, now that I see all these people together, I want to be involved.
Yeah, Jenny. It's good to see you back. I know you were trying to do the solo thing, and it's been going great, but we missed you.
You know, I missed you too. You're pretty cool for a little kid.
I try.
So what's the plan here then?
Well, we gotta get everyone together for band practice because we have to have a giant jam session.
Okay.
So we can save music and save all the musical fictional characters and return them to their realms.
You know, I did notice that one of those girls from Camp Pining Hearts was wandering around our town.
Yeah, oh, I didn't get an autograph. Oh, well.
I'm sorry.
Well, an autograph, you're better off without it.
Thanks, Monty.
You got it, kid.
Steven!
Peridot!
So, I can report back that as far as I have noticed, this mysterious pink-haired gem doesn't seem to mean us any harm. So far.
Yeah, she's one of us. Or not one of us, but she's okay. She's cool.
Okay. You're sure that she's not a spy for one of the diamonds?
Positive. She's got a great voice, though. But she does have a secret identity, but we don't talk about that.
A secret identity?
Yeah. Yeah.
Is there a lot of deception going around this town? A lot of spies and infiltration?
Not really. Just right now. Yeah. Have you seen any of the crystal gems, or have you seen Lapis? I can't find him anywhere.
Huh. Well, I don't know about the crystal gems, but I did see Lapis take off early this morning. I don't know where she was going, though.
Huh. Okay.
She just said that she was feeling a little sad, and she wanted to go for a walk. And I recently saw a video about human beings and exercise and endorphins. So I thought that I would let her experiment with that particular principle of humanity.
That was very nice of you.
Smart. Yeah.
Well, I'm trying to be a good roommate.
Well, we got most of the people here. Should we start band practice?
Okay.
I'm not really feeling very inspired right now, though, Steven.
Yeah, same.
Well, in order to play music, you gotta have something to play about. Now this beach, I'm curious. This ocean. Now look, I love the ocean. How about you kids? You guys like it?
Yeah, it's great.
You know, what I've always found is that if there's anyone who likes to sing, it's creatures of the sea. So can all of
it's
you...
It's almost like if one of those creatures would emerge from the sea right now, or another random stranger just showed up, then we might be inspired to put something together.
That's a good point.
For now, I guess we'll just stare at the ocean.
It's pretty nice, right?
We can just contemplate life.
Well, while we're here, why don't we think about... I think something that would be really special is if we sang about something that we loved. And something that we all have in common is that we love Beach City. So yeah. Why don't we sing about...
True that.
What if we sang about all the things that we love about Beach City?
It would make sense that Beach City Unplugged's first song would be about Beach City.
Right?
Hey, that's a real good thought, Steven.
Hey, thanks, bud.
There, a town without a town song is really a town?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yes, you're right. But a town without a town bird, does it...
I hashtag believe this is easily my favorite hyperdrive ever.
That's only one belief.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And a town without a town tree. Did anyone even keep track of the nature?
This is Beach City. It's like kind of, I mean, we got like the Beach City woods, but people don't really like go there too much. Yes. Okay. But I think that this wizard guy is right. Like, we should probably come up with a good town song.
Yeah. Hit it, Donkey Kong!
Well, tell me, kids. I mean, what's so great about Beach City anyway?
I like staring at the ocean, hashtag believe.
Yeah!
Thank you! And don't forget, we gotta sing from our hearts.
That's right. Let's do it. Beach City is our home. I love it so. From all of our friends together, we make Beach City whole. And I see my friends. I see you, 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 and you. Beach City is complete when we all together in harmony. Beach City, here we come. Beach City, here we come. Beach City, here we come. Beach City, here we come.
That's pretty good. I mean, it sounds like it's a good, fun place. But what else is there to love about it?
That's a good point.
Well, let me tell you. In Beach City, we have got a boardwalk.
True.
It's a great place to go out with your friends and stroll and talk.
Nice.
And if you get hungry, there's many cuisine options, including our pizza place where we've got really good onions.
Beach City, here we come. Beach City, here we come. Beach City, here we come. Beach City, here we come.
Well, you gotta do more. There's so many things to love about Beach City. Come on, guys.
Did you know that Beach City is home to the Crystal Gems?
Yeah!
We're the one city that has some superhero wins.
I like them even if they don't like pizza.
And even if they bring some destruction along the way. Well, we as the citizens know that they'll always save the day.
Yeah!
Beach City, here we come. Beach City, here we come. Beach City, here we come. Beach City, here we come.
But Connie, I feel like there's some things that you like about Beach City that we haven't talked about yet.
There are so many things.
Yeah.
Moved around city after city. My dad's a cop. Well, no, not really. But I love Beach City the most because my friends are here with me. Oh, there's so many things to love about this beautiful, beautiful place. Oh, there's lots of stuff like your adorable face.
Oh,
Beach City, here we come. Beach City, here we come. Beach City, here we come.
Beach City, here we come.
Beach City, here we come.
Beach City,
here we come.
Hanging out in Beach City.
Beach City.
Beach City, here we come.
Thanks, guys. It was all of us together, though.
And you did great on those bongos, Mr. Donkey Kong.
Well, did we do it? Did we save the realms yet?
I think we at least got the City of Town song. And if someone else said that they had a different town song, well, we'll destroy all the copies of it.
I don't understand. Do I still see, like, Gem and everyone's still there, right?
Yeah, they're still all there.
I don't understand, guys. We sang about how much we love Beach City, and we came together in harmony, and everyone's still here.
Ugh, listen. I know what it's like to feel disappointed, and the girl you saw on the poster is now there.
Oh my gosh. Oh,
I know what it's like to give it your all and work together with your team, and sometimes it just doesn't work out. But you gotta keep believing. And also buy my new CD. Hi.
We'll take 10 copies.
Oh, great. I don't know the dollar to yen conversion rate.
Here, we'll just, I have my money from earlier, right?
$500. Yes, you have $500. No, you paid $500. Oh, no, yeah, she paid you
$500.
$500.
That's right. Here, I'll take $100. How much can $100 get us?
At least, I would say, like, 10? She just, like, hands you 10 CDs.
I want to roll a leadership role. Okay. And to, like, give a speech to everybody.
Yeah, go for it, Steven.
Okay, cool. I'm going to say, hey, everyone. Thanks for coming out. We made something really special today, and even though music might be gone forever, at least we made something really special together. So, no matter what happens, we shouldn't give up, because we made something. And no one can take that away.
Go ahead and roll your leadership.
Okay.
Remember, you have 4 rerolls.
I do.
I mean, for you guys to spread amongst the team, yeah. This is about teamwork.
4, 5, 6. Okay, I got three.
Okay, yeah, everyone is very inspired by Steven's speech.
Yeah.
Well, what should we do now, Steven?
I'm not sure. I think I need to find the crystal gems.
Okay. Well, what can we do to help?
Everyone, go look everywhere. We have to find the crystal gems.
Okay, people of Beach City, you heard what Steven said. Let's split up and look around.
Yeah. Let's go. Come on, guys.
So
let's
you guys
together.
Are one investigation team. Everyone's broken up into teams. Where are you guys going to go?
Where have not we looked yet?
Well, we can go to the launch pad.
Mm-hmm. In the temple.
In the temple, yeah. Let's go check it out.
Okay.
Yeah, we're going to go back to the house.
All right. So you're able to just hop on Lion and instantly
come on, Lion!
Be back there.
Yeah. Guys, I'm worried.
Cool. They've been gone a long time, haven't they?
Yeah. And music's going to be gone forever.
Are you okay, Mr. Wizard?
Are you allergic to cats?
Yes, but only one particular kind of cat.
Oh, someone's allergic to you, Lion.
Sorry, Lion. You don't worry. It'll pass once there's a few little hoofs, you know.
Mm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well,
it's like an initial allergy.
So we go into the temple.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to... I'm just going to start looking... like, they're not, like, the warp area. I'm going to try and go into, like, the rooms. Like,
okay, roll and investigate.
Okay. Okay. Da-da-da-da-da! Two successes.
Two successes. So they're not in their rooms, but you do notice that it seems like they have not actually used the warp pad any time today. So they're somewhere in town. Like, they're somewhere where you could physically get to them.
Oh. So they are here, guys. They haven't gone on a mission. I thought they did. I didn't look hard enough. I was distracted.
By the sneezing?
Probably.
So that means they're somewhere here in Beach City. Hmm. We just have to pick a spot to find them, I guess. Where would they normally go?
Hmm.
Well, where's the one place we haven't looked?
Under the ocean?
Let's check our maps.
We haven't hit up Funland yet.
Oh, we haven't gone to Funland yet. Should we try there? We should try there. And
yes,
that doesn't work, maybe we should try the lighthouse.
Yeah.
What about that fun sort of spinny jail?
Oh, that's the Funland.
Oh, I think it stood out to me when I first got here. It's maybe worth giving at least a little bit of attention to.
Yes, okay. let's go there, guys.
Yeah.
Sorry for making us go places and then leave immediately. So we get back online and we go to
Funland.
Okay,
you guys go over you guys are going to Funland, the pier.
The pier, yeah.
Okay, yeah. So you guys arrive at the pier, and it is kind of empty because right now everybody's just looking for the crystal gems. But you do notice that Onion is there.
Oh, Onion!
Onion.
Oh. Hey, have you seen the crystal gems anywhere? Come on, Onion. What are you holding?
Roll A.
Come on.
What are you holding?
Can you roll A? We'll do a lead for trying to get Onion to go.
Awesome,
with you.
That's six for me. None. I'm gonna use a reroll.
That's one of the four that you guys have remaining.
Okay, that's two successes.
Woo!
Come on.
He opens
Onion.
Up his hand.
Yeah.
And it's just one of those guys.
Okay. I'm watching you, Onion.
Onion, have you seen the crystal gems at all today? You have? Where?
He points to the water tower.
The water tower? Why would they be in the water tower? Okay, well, thanks, Onion.
Thanks, Onion.
Be careful out there. Okay, come on, guys. Let's go to the water tower.
I still don't see how two nice people like Vidalia and Yellowtail make a weird kid like sour cream. I mean, Onion.
It's a mystery to us all. Yeah, let's go to the water tower then. Come on, Lion. Woo! All
right, so you ride Lion up to the top of the water tower, and you arrive, and Lapis is hanging out there, and she's just like making like water shapes with the water that's in the water tower.
Lapis, hey.
Oh, hi, Steven.
Are you okay?
Yeah, it's weird. Earlier this morning, I felt this disturbance, like someone came into our world who wasn't supposed to be here. But it was different, though. It was like so strong all at once, and then just little echoes of it every once in a while. But it was like there was someone who was calling them here. And that person was emitting such strong feelings. It's how I felt when I was trapped at the bottom of the ocean. And I was just so sad and lonely.
Oh, it's okay. You know, we're here together now, and we have each other.
Yeah.
So you, this presence, it can't be you. You're saying, it felt strong?
Yes, it felt so strong and sad and lonely. And then every time.
Okay. Yeah, strong, sad, lonely, I wouldn't.
That I've.
Anything that. Doesn't sound like me at all.
Are you okay?
Hmm?
That's just.
So I'm allergic to the cat.
Okay,
Steven. I think I know why the song didn't work.
Why is that?
Well, we all sing about what we love about Beach City. But Mr. Wizard here, you've only just been here. You don't know about Beach City, so your heart couldn't be in it.
Yes, I mean, you know, I had fun at the snack machine, and, you know, that story box seemed interesting, and you've all been eventually kind.
But your heart has to be in the song in order for the magic to work.
Yeah.
No, you're right. You're right, and you can't fake care. Sure, you can act like you are, but the magic, music magic, it pays only true response to the heart's real feeling. But I don't know if I could ever love this town. I mean, maybe I can. Perhaps if I built a house and settled down for a while.
Well, I don't think it needs to be that complicated.
I don't think it needs to necessarily come to that.
You don't think I need to sort of like set up shop for years?
Well, speaking from experience, it takes a while to learn to love this place. I'm not entirely sure that I do, but I'm working on it. And I think that it's way too short an amount of time for you to try
to really love
do
it.
The same.
Yeah. I've lived in cities for hundreds of years and only sort of thought they were okay. And I've lived in other places for 2 days and been like, I'm in. But ultimately, I don't. Curse you, Zack and Wervern and the wizards and darkness of other dimensions.
Zack and Wervern.
What are all of those things?
Yeah, this is the first time we've heard about these
your
things.
Friends?
No. Oh. I didn't tell you about this. Mm-mm. No, there are other dimensional forces at play.
Oh, no.
That are affecting your town.
You know, every time that I felt another disturbance, it was like that sadness and that loneliness got a little bit better. Like every time another force was pulled into this universe, the feeling, it still was sad, but it wasn't as sad. Like it was a little bit hopeful. I can't explain it. I'm sorry, Steven. I'm just rambling. It's probably all not real anyway.
Lapis, you never have to apologize. We're always here for each other. And that might be... you might be onto something. So everyone's come in, you felt hopeful. Thinking about everyone who we've seen, they've kind of been characters of, like... Heroics.
Yes.
Right.
And I think you are all displaying heroics. Most kids just play hopscotch.
Can I roll an empathize or something to maybe to like try and decipher a clue from this?
Sure, just roll heart.
Okay, great. I feel like I'm like so close to something and I can't put my thumb on it. I'm gonna use a reroll.
Okay.
Shit, I'm gonna use it the last.
Okay.
Do it.
Go for it. Yeah, you got it.
We believe in you, Steven.
Mm-hmm. Okay, how many more rerolls do we have?
One.
Maybe someone else should give this a shot. Because that's insane.
May I give this a shot?
Yes, please, go for it. Right. Amantiak.
Next.
Just roll heart.
That's just straight up.
Just straight up heart.
Use that reroll.
Oh, yeah.
Oh my god!
This is more usual.
You know what? It's better whenever I use this thing.
This is very usual, yep.
Nope. We have no idea what. We have no clue.
Can I use heart?
Sure, go for it.
All right.
You're all trying to figure out.
Lapis is very connected.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a fail.
I'm gonna try too. Connie.
Oh,
I got two successes.
Okay.
I've learned a lot from you, Steven.
So,
Connie, I learned a lot from you too.
So, Connie, you
we help
get,
each other.
You get the feeling that if you realize that if somebody is feeling lonely, then the arrival of more people would probably make them happy.
So, we know that the first feeling was really. The person was feeling really lonely. So maybe they've been pulling people from these different worlds to help alleviate that loneliness. Because every time a new person arrived, they stopped feeling lonely.
Oh! Oh! I think I get it.
I think I get it too.
I think it's
you go first.
Lapis?
Yes, Steven.
You should come with us. I think you should. You shouldn't hide from your emotions. And I think through song we can work together.
Well,
and express our feelings.
I mean, if you say so, Steven, I'll go with you.
All right. I think we got this.
Kind of boring sitting around in this water tower, anyway.
Yeah, Lapis, you can hang out with us.
Yeah.
It'll be fun.
Okay.
Is there any way to write in the sky?
You're a wizard. Aren't you?
Yes.
Or have you been fooling us?
Yeah. We haven't seen much wizardry.
Yeah, you've seen some.
You missed it. He turned the fax machine literally into a fax machine.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's great. That's really cool.
Is that the only magic thing I've done all day?
Well, then you had a hard time getting the cheese that's out of the machine. I must say that your hand got stuck in the little snack flap.
Yes, that was a little discouraging. I would like to write in the sky, we can fly on the cat.
Lion, yeah. He's a lion.
That he can, that would be weird, I guess. But the spell in the sky
Were
with
you
him.
Suggest he farts like a gas or something? Are you going to suggest
that? Okay, are you trying to create magic writing or are you trying to have Lion magically create writing because it's going to affect what you
different
roll?
Different things. let's have Lion create magic writing as we fly on his back in the sky just to say, beat everyone to the beach.
Great. Roll heart to see if you can connect with Lion to have him do this.
Just four, yeah. Nope.
Do I get a reroll?
We're out of rerolls.
No, we are out of rerolls.
Well, great.
Let's just go to the beach. I feel like most people are probably rounding, finishing up their searches for the crystal gems. Mm-hmm. So let's just head back there with Lapis.
Great.
Come on, buddy.
So yeah, you go back to the beach, and yeah, pretty much everybody has gathered there at this point, and the crystal gems are all there now.
Oh, go!
Whoa! Oh, Steven, I'm sorry. We've gone out this morning to just try and get some supplies to make snacks for your band practice.
No, Pearl, you're gonna make snacks?
Yes, but on our way back, we got distracted by Jamie, who wanted to show us the beginnings of his new play in Dewey Park. It seems like quite a lot has gone on here today.
Ma'am, you have no idea.
That's true. Well, I think we figured it out.
Oh?
I think Lapis has been kind of down, and she's so powerful that she's been pulling people from other dimensions into this world.
I don't think that that's one of Lapis's powers, Steven.
I was thinking that too.
That's all right, Steven. You tried your best.
Thanks, Amethyst.
Steven. Now, tell me what's gone on here today. Why are all of these people gathered here on the beach?
This is our band.
Who are you?
I'm
this,
the
this
one
is
of the
Monty.
Singers. Yes, Monty.
Monty.
I'm from out of town.
Well, that's evident. Yes. And how do we know that you're not trying to destroy Beach City?
Well, is that common that destroyers come about? And
you have no idea.
Ah, right. Well, I guess you won't know. But I do a mean triangle ting. Ting. I didn't have one. I just said ting. Now, who is this friend of yours?
Oh, this is Garnet. She's a crystal gem.
Well, you're in the band, too. You want to join our super group?
Sure. I mean, it seems like that's what everyone's doing.
Everyone's doing it. Get in.
So we've all just gathered here, then. All of these people who've been appearing from out of nowhere, it seems, and just showing up in Beach City for no reason.
Yeah.
Just like you, Mr. Wizard.
Yes. Just like me.
I wonder what
could have... They're from out of town as well.
Maybe it wasn't Lapis that called them here, but then who might it be? And where are they?
Might it have been... It might have been me.
That's what I'm thinking.
Monty, have you been causing this?
Likely, but
you seem so chipper and yeah. good on the outside.
Do you actually feel a terrible amount of depressing loneliness in your heart?
I mean, don't we all? Isn't that just sort of a normal state of all being?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, I've been doing this wrong.
Well, why don't you sing about something that makes you happy?
Yeah.
You're the person who needs to be happy.
Oh, hey, that makes a lot of sense. I'm sorry, I didn't put that together.
I'm the one who needs to be. Is that true?
No. Well, I do believe that everyone needs to be happy, but unfortunately, I'm not feeling like you're very inspired to sing right now.
Ah, yes, of course. Well, back to my crippling loneliness.
Guys, I don't know. I feel kind of bad for Monty.
But you don't need to pity me.
I feel like he's been trapped. He seems like someone who hasn't seen or made contact with someone for 20,000 years.
He does strike me as a person like that.
Right?
Yeah.
It is the case.
Why were you trapped in there for so long?
Well, kids, every now and then, when you get to a certain level of magic, let's just say you gain enemies of a similar scale of magic, and they're not always in your favor. And I won't lie, I haven't always been on the side of justice. Never evil, but not necessarily good, because when you walk amongst giants, it's hard to remember what it's like to be one of the ants. Yeah. Mm.
Whoa.
Yeah. Sorry.
That
sorry.
Got real dark.
It's really dark.
Now, look, fun is fun, right? Now let's go ride the spinny jail.
All right. That sounds great. I like this guy.
Ah, see? Look, come on. Everybody hop on the giant cat.
It's right there.
Oh. Well, then everybody hop on the super cool sky jet skis.
Would you like to make sky jet skis? Okay.
My goodness.
I guess roll a tinker for that and see if you can magically concoct some sky jet skis.
I sure hope so. I think I can. Two
successes.
All right, so everybody hops on sky jet skis and goes the whole 100 feet from where the beach stage is to the pier at the amusement park.
Whoa!
Hope I'm not leading us on a goose chase.
So yeah, now you are all at the Funland amusement park.
All right. Okay, up to the thing.
Okay.
You're trying to ride the Ferris wheel?
Well, can I investigate as to if this instinct is going to gain us anything?
Sure, please roll and investigate. All right,
That's five.
Oh, I don't get this math.
Oh, yeah, three successes.
Three successes. So yeah, you feel like by gathering all of these people together in joy at the amusement park that you might be able to, your instinct is good. It's going somewhere.
Ah, all right. You know what? We've all been gathering at the beach. That permit was falsified. We need to get everybody to the amusement park. Quick, stop the cat riding in the sky. Change it! Can we get the cat to change it to say...
I don't think you succeeded earlier to get
it. Yeah, yeah.
The lion was just flying.
Oh, okay.
Lion's, he just likes to fly. Hey, lion!
Maybe if we yell really loud.
Hashtag power for Amandiok.
Oh, okay. Well, now you have power. So if you would like to magically create writing in the sky, you can.
All right. I would like to create magic in the sky that says, free tickets to Funland, everyone. What are the limits of this power?
There aren't any.
Great. All of a sudden, it's raining like it's rain from the sky.
Yep.
Free tickets to Funland.
Okay.
All across Beach City.
Yep. And all like 15 people that live in Beach City.
Get those tickets.
Are there. They are at the park. All the other characters who've appeared,
Donkey
the actress. Donkey Kong, Minako, everybody. They're all at Funland now.
I wanna approach my dad.
Okay.
And like sidebar with him.
Yeah, for sure.
It's like,
what's on your mind there, Steven?
I don't know, Dad. I kind of feel bad for Monty.
Well, why is that, buddy?
He keeps trying to do fun things and it seems like he's trying to make everyone happy, and I don't think he's taking the time to reflect on himself, and I don't know how to help a friend who doesn't want to talk about their feelings.
Listen, Steven, sometimes when people are really holding all their emotions inside, the best thing you can do is just be there for them. Just hang out with them, do something to take their mind off their problems. And sometimes then, when they let their guard down, they can admit that something's really wrong. And then maybe you can get to the bottom of it. Or if not, all they need to know is that there will always be someone there for them.
Yeah, you're right. Thanks, Dad.
You're welcome, Stewball. Now come on! There's free tickets to Funland!
Yeah, that never happens.
You know, come to think of it, I'm not sure you actually have to pay admission to go to Funland.
We seem to disappear here and just go on rides.
Yeah.
I think maybe the food costs money, or maybe the arcade. But
guys, let's just let Monty have his fun, and we'll be there for him when he's ready.
Ah, this place is pretty cool.
Is there anything you want to do, Monty?
Well, is that... let me look at them. Is that like a roundup kind of thing?
There's right a there? Carousel. There's a roller coaster.
Ooh,
there's a Ferris wheel. There's an arcade.
I like to ride on the roller coaster.
And as you guys all board the roller coaster, and you're soaring over Beach
Whoa.
City, and it's beautiful and idyllic, Amontillado starts to truly feel joy in his heart.
Wow.
And like he belongs somewhere. And as you start to feel those feelings, you notice first that Donkey Kong, who'd gotten on the roller coaster with you guys, has disappeared. Just like gently, not like he fell off the roller coaster, just like he kind of disappeared into nothingness.
Oh.
And you look around and you look down on Jem and Minako, who were riding the carousel, and they also just sort of fade away.
Steven, I think this is working.
Yeah,
we're doing
I think
it.
So too. Oh, I'm really happy. It finally seems that Monty is actually feeling truly happy.
Yeah.
We were trying so hard to be there for him by solving a problem instead of just being there for him when he needed to figure it out for himself.
We tried to show him how much we loved Beach City, but Beach City isn't just a place. It's us all together.
Yeah. Let's let him. It's nice watching
Whoa.
Him on the yeah, behind you.
Wow. Oh.
And Amontillado, as you look around and you start to notice that all of the people of Beach City have all gathered in this one place, and there is this true sense of community and camaraderie and family in this idyllic little town. You think back on your past. Before weird and terrible things happened to you and you were trapped in a dungeon for 20,000 years. Back when you used to lead adventures for people and gather golden skulls. Back to when you were just a young wizard in training with your masters and your family. And as you think about what it truly means to be part of a family and a community
you too just begin to disappear from Beach City.
Goodbye, Kay.
Oh.
Oh, man.
He's gone. Did we do it? Did we save the realms?
I hope so. He looked really at peace.
And as the kids of Beach City, as Steven, Connie, and Sadie all look hopefully towards Amontillado having a better future and returning to the people and the things that are truly deep in his heart, who he cares about, and hopefully finding a community somewhere in this multiverse.
Oh.
The credits begin to play.
Oh. Bye, Monty.
Can my face appear on the sun?
Yes, Monty's face appears on the sun.
Says, don't forget me.
I'm never going to forget him.
He's a weirdo, but I love him.
Yeah. I love you guys.
I love you
too. I love you too, Steven.
No, come on. We got a venue to play.
Yeah, that's right. We still have that super band.
Yeah. And so all of the citizens of Beach City who have any sort of musical inclination whatsoever gather together to practice their mega song for Beach City Unplugged, who will be opening. They will be the middle act and the closing act of the upcoming Daughter of Beachapalooza. And that is where we will end our Steven Universe RPG.
Woo!
But what happened to Amontillado? You'll have to stick around and find out after we have a brief interlude outside.